Hey, everyone. So this is WMFO in Medford, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And again, this is Peanut Butter and Jams, our first show ever. Hope you enjoyed it. We tried to give you a little mix of old and new, familiar and unfamiliar. If you liked what you heard, there's plenty more where that came from. We'll be here next Monday and everyone after that, so feel free to tune in. Same time, same place, from 6 to 7 a.m. every Monday morning, bright and early. Listen in next week for more. Thanks a lot.
WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
In the morning, Catherine, why are you filming me?
Because you look so radiant right now.
7 o'clock in the morning, Monday Morning Madness is back for yet another episode. An exciting time to be alive. Which microphone are you talking into, Kat? Yeah, we got you. Okay. Woo! All right, it is like 65 degrees outside. It's really, really nice for some reason. Adam and Kat back in the studio. I don't know why you keep coming in, Catherine. It's pretty amazing, though.
I just like seeing your face, and Adam brings me coffee, and it's why
it's
not?
The coffee is really what it is.
Yeah.
Well, we got a good Monday morning show coming for you. It's pretty great. We have no inhibitions today because there's basically no school tomorrow because it's Friday. You remember that?
I know. Yeah. So. I actually have a lot of stuff to do. I think one of my friends is going to have a darty, so...
Sounds like a perfect thing to do. No, I'm just really gonna sleep, I think, all day tomorrow.
Perfect.
Is my plan. But that means that we can stay up forever. We can just take over the radio station until 3 in the morning, Monday Morning Madness.
No parents, no rules.
Hell yeah. All right, kiddos. Let's get it started the same way we do every morning. Here's a little bit of K-Tronada with Got It Good. Is that even playing? What chord is this? Hold on, I'm real confused here.
Who's bands?
Who's playing my K-Tronada? All right, let me figure this out, diagnose this situation. As always, this is WMFO in Medford, and this is, as always, Adam Kirchville. Here's the freaking cord. What cord did I just plug my phone into?
Mystery cord. You have now entered the Matrix.
All right, now, as promised, here's a little bit of K-Tronada for you in the morning with Got It Good from 99.9%. Woo! It's going to be a Monday, I can tell you that much.
Don't worry. worry about the tag. Go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good. You the best I ever had, baby, you know that you're bad. And I got it good. I'm certain that you're worth it, you deserve it, girl. Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good.
Tell me, do you remember when we started? Remember me and you creeping around late at night, and yeah, you held me down when I had nothing. And that's the reason I was for you now that I can. My hand meets your hand, our love isn't plastic. But here's my credit card, not gon' max it. The fact is, it's no stress, baby, I got this. Treat you like the queen in Buckingham Palace, yeah.
Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good. Priceless. There's no need for hesitation when you're swiping. I wanna show appreciation, so I buy it. Buy it, go try it, girl, if you like it. But you still say that you're cool with Nikes. The type that's quite rare, one of a kind. And do anything I can to please my highness, yeah. Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good.
Everything looks just words in black and white.
Foster the People there with Sit Next to Me, the radio edit. I didn't realize Foster the People was still making music. I thought they just did Pumped Up Kicks and then just left.
No, and I think their new stuff is pretty redeeming of, like, I thought the Pumped Up Kicks era, like, mm-hmm. it was pretty hit or miss for most people, and I feel like a lot of the stuff that's been coming out recently has been
Released that. So that was October 12th they released Sit Next to Me. On Spotify, Pumped Up Kicks has 361 million streams, and then Sit Next to Me is their second, or no, actually, Houdini is their second most popular song with 91 million.
That's a pretty good
So there's
song.
A, you know, a little disparity there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it was because, like, when they first, like, they were so in pigeonholed.
Right.
And then people forgot about them.
Interesting.
And so, I don't know. Maybe give them a listen.
Yeah, now we know, for all you listeners out there who thought Foster the People were just gone. They're not, I promise. Wow, I love this, having this 24-hour programming. Someone changed the date on the calendar in the studio. Usually, I'm the first one in on Monday mornings, and I have to do that.
And you're so special.
It's so convenient when someone else does the work for you.
Wow.
Well, speaking of bands that had a lot of success in the past, and I guess are still successful today, when did they release... I'm going to play... feels like we only go backwards from Tame Impala. I'm sorry, oh. I had to preface that. I was thinking, yeah... Because they released Currents, that was 2015, according to Spotify, so they're kind of on track for another one, I think.
Yeah, come on, let's get it.
That would be nice, I'd enjoy that. Well, you know, on Monday Morning Madness, we always try to mix it up. So remember this song? What was this?
I don't...
2012, baby. All right, let's do it. Electric guest there with Dear to Me as recommended by Catherine.
Yeah.
A nice choice, actually.
Thank you. Nice. You know, I was telling Adam I'm feeling pretty emo, but my emo music has some beat to it.
Yeah, a nice Monday morning emo. Nothing quite like it.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Woo! Now I feel relaxed. What a hectic first half hour. Listen, folks, there's a sign up in the studio that says we need to play two PSAs per show today because apparently it's donation season. and it says, hey, Freeformers, please do one donation PSA per hour in addition to a regular PSA, which sounds like crap to me.
But,
whoa. I'm Kevin. I've been smoking for 45 years.
It's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. I don't know why that came out. No, but Adam was reading some of the titles of these PSAs, and they sound pretty hilarious.
I'm a little bit concerned about them. So there's, well, let me just read some. So we have Radioactivity, the 1920s remix, whatever that means. Radioactive! There's the Heckling PSA, Hacked Hecklers, Bad Puppies Remix. We have, there are two that are called Bad Puppies Remix Donation PSA. I wonder if they're any different.
I don't know.
Who knows? Media is Dying, Magic School Bus, Fast Paced. Broken Dreams Donation PSA. Should we play that one?
Yeah, because that's how I'm feeling.
All right, we're going to play that one, and then I think we're also going to, we got to play a regular PSA at some point, too, but these are going to be real fun. Let's see what happens. Ah! So loud! Oh my god.
I walk a lonely road, the only one.
When's the PSA going to come on? Here we go.
If you don't send money to WMFO, Green Day will record another album. Send money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to trustees of Tufts College, and mailed to WMFO, Attention Support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO for more info. Act before it's too late. You don't want another boulevard of broken dreams.
I kind of like Green Day, though.
I know.
I thought they were pretty good.
I need a couple more, like, power anthems.
Yeah, sometimes, like, you want to just have something you can turn up really loud and just kind of, you know.
Angst, have the mascara run down your face.
Yeah,
just,
what's up with this?
Wow, that was rude.
Oh, geez. All right, let's do a quick, one of these quick pre-recorded PSAs. See, we already have, I've already played all the other ones. Oh, prom adoption, Beatles donations. Why do these count as regular PSAs? Oh, there's too many. Let's do one of the fun vintage ones. These are always weird. Here we go.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Man, remember when people used to talk like that?
I know, I was just going to say, like, I really wish we could do that again. I don't know how to get the right, like, transatlantic.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. We got our inbred American accents now.
Yeah.
None of this fancy highbrow. Drive safe in your car.
Little Timmy's helping out too.
Christopher walking, driving safe. Don't speed when you're driving. Oh my God. Man, yeah, next week we're going to have Christopher Walken here on the show, so I just am...
You know, you guys should tune in.
Yeah, tune in. We're going to have Christopher Walken. We're going to have, you know, Samuel L. Jackson. It's basically the whole cast of Pulp Fiction.
And your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
And your friendly, yeah. What's his name? Oh,
Peter
God.
Parker?
No, not Peter Parker. The guy who played...
The most recent one?
No, not the most recent one. I've never seen the most recent ones. The one who played in 2003
like
or whatever.
OG?
Yeah,
Toby
OG
Maguire?
With Tobey Maguire, with Kirsten Dunst. What an awkward... He was a lot like...
the most recent one, I liked how they, like, emphasized that Peter Parker was meant to be, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
And, like, was awkward. Tobey Maguire was just, like... cringeworthy, awkward adult. and now in my life, I relate to him more than...
He's kind of a Michael Cera type figure. You know,
oh,
you just, he's a little awkward and you feel bad for him about it. And
yeah. I
always thought, tell me if I'm crazy, but I always thought that Jesse Waters, you know him from Bill O'Reilly's like program where he goes, it's called Waters World, the segment, and Jesse Waters goes to like college campuses and beaches
and
is like, who's the first president, and picks out people who make stupid answers and is like, look at how dumb college kids are. Anyway, beef aside, I think that Jesse Waters looks like an old, sad Tobey Maguire. And I have always thought that.
I don't know if that's insulting to Toby.
Yeah, I don't know who it's insulting to, if anyone, but I think they look very similar.
Yikes. He's like the dark timeline Tobey Maguire.
Exactly. If Tobey Maguire didn't do Spider-Man, like, what is Tobey Maguire doing right now?
Well, he's a family man. He's figuring his life out. Oh, okay. I don't know if this was him, if he, like, broke up with his significant other.
Toby, if you're listening, we have some questions.
Call in. Let us know.
Oh, my God. Here's a little John Mellencamp for you on WMFO.
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, the walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
I sailed a wild, wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old, old man beneath the weeping willow tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? And how can a man like me remain in the light? And if life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long? And then the sun went down and he sang for me this song. See, I once was a young fool like you, afraid to do the things that I knew I had to do. So I played an escapade just like you. I played an escapade just like you. I sailed a wild, wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old, old man. He sat beneath a sapling tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of broken heart? Played for me this song.
Don't wanna blink one day and this will all be over. only time can stop so we never grow older. Yet in the same breath I look forward to the day when our skin is aged. I love you just the same. Our canvas will have endless hues and shades because of all the vivid colors that we made. Oh, say what we wanna do, make it all come true, because nothing is impossible.
Mr. Wives there with Coloring Outside the Lines, the RAC remix, as per Catherine's suggestion. So, I didn't realize that Mr. Wives was still a thing.
Again.
After they came to Tufts 2 years ago, I just totally forgot about them. Was that 2 or 3 years ago at this point?
Oh, it was 2 years ago because it was sophomore year.
Yeah. Dang.
But no, that's my job. It's just, you know, bringing back
reminding me of things that I forgot about,
exactly.
Groups that I thought weren't still making music. Well, everyone, it's just about 7:51 in the morning. It's almost time for Monday Morning Madness to wrap up. We got one more song queued up for you. Very special treat because we got Celtic Dawn coming back in for the first time in, you know, eons. So it's going to be an exciting morning.
In over a month.
Yeah, in over a month. So it's going to be pretty good. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't understand. What did you just?
The Celtic Dawn, the next show.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the name of the show. And it's a special treat. Monday mornings, 8 to 10. So it'll be pretty good. It'll be a good Monday morning for you. And I don't think the sun's going to come out, but it hasn't started raining yet, so at least we're good on that front.
It's like the universe understands my mood.
They understand that we just need to not, you know, I got to go home and not get rained on the way there. But, you know, it is going to get a little...
I have a lovely friend that is going to make me breakfast.
Hey, that's good.
So
that's a nice thing to happen.
I get to go home, take a shower, and then go eat breakfast. And
yeah,
I'm pumped.
That's pretty good. That's really pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I got to shave my face because I feel like a gorilla. Haven't shaved in like 3 days.
Yeah, looking at Adam, he definitely looks like a
gorilla. Should I grow out a mustache? Is that...
Oh,
man...
Please.
We're lucky radio is not on camera because that would be very interesting.
The future is now.
I don't think I could do. I don't think I could do a mustache, even if it was on the radio.
You need to set up a YouTube live stream of your show so they can just.
Yeah, true. Well, there is a Skype password. I don't think there's a camera on this computer, but I think people were typing on Skype. I don't know. Maybe what we should do. Yeah. So yeah, we can't have a camera, But we can, I guess you want to Skype. I think we should go on Omegle. Maybe one show. That might be a little weird.
That's a little risque. Yeah.
I often forget about Omegle and then rediscover it, you know, 3 years later.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I was like 14 going on this. Whoops.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, listen, I'm going to start the next song in just about a minute. It is Monday, November 6th. It's 7 months until my 22nd birthday, in case anyone's counting. If you want to make plans. Yeah, yeah, 1 month until my half birthday, so just so you know.
Hey, we're going to have a surprise party, so start planning now.
I want 100 people in the station on December 6th for my half birthday. You heard it here first.
Okay. All singing a very merry young birthday.
Exactly, yeah.
Great.
All right, ladies and germs. Thanks for listening. This has been Monday Morning Madness featuring Adam and Kat as usual. We'll be back here next Monday to do the same old crap. But have a good week. Look both ways before crossing the street. Remember,
blow your nose.
Blow your nose every now and then. Yeah. Don't just suck it back up. That's gross. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's Freeform Radio. Here's Led Zeppelin. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Like a star that can wait.